We continue our learning. We're in Gittin Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Shlosha Gittin Psulin Vimnises Havlad Kosher. There are three Gittin that are pasul midrabanan, and therefore lechatchila the woman should not remarry on the basis of this get. But Vimnises, but if she did after the fact, Havlad Kosher. If she has a child from a new husband, the Vlad is going to be kosher. It's not going to be a mamzer. You say, hold on, didn't Rami Meir teach us at least that anyone who's mishane mimadbea shetavu chachamim bebegitin yosi v'havlad mamzer? Anyone who changes the formula that the chachamim had, even midrabanan, when it comes to a get, we assume if she remarries based on that get, that's even pasul midrabanan, the child is going to be a mamzer from the new marriage. So the answer is that even Rabbi Meir holds in these gittin, the Vlad is going to be kosher because part of the formula of the Chachamim, when they instituted these gittin and the takanos they made that a get should have particular halachos, as we'll discuss in a moment, but what was built into that takana was that if in fact you didn't follow our takana, don't worry, the Vlad, the child of the new marriage, will not be a mamzer. So part of the takanas chachamim included the fact that we're not going to be strict and make the child a mamzer. There are other cases, though, where the get with the chachamim invalidated midrabanan, and in fact, will produce a mamzer from the new marriage, if the chachamim have the authority to do that. So what are the three gittin? So says the Mishnah number one, kasav, biksav, yado, ve'ein, olav, edim. Number one is, where the Baal wrote the get, his own handwriting, but Edim did not sign. Now, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, if you remember. Ede chasima karsi. Remember, we go back to that famous machlokas we'll see here in this Mishnah as well. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held Ede chasima karsi. What causes the severance primarily are the Edim who sign on the get. And according to Rabbi Elazar, the Edim that watch the delivery of the get. So what the Gemara is pointing out is this Mishnah here, this statement, is according to Rabbi Meir who hold Ede chasima karsi. So if that's true, I have a get that's written in the handwriting of the husband, and there are no edim. So why would that be kosher? Why would that be even kosher b'diavad? It's telling me it's pasul, but only pasul midrabanan. It should, according to Rami Meir, that should be completely pasul. The answer is that the handwriting of the husband is kemea edim, is considered like 100 witnesses. Oh, if that's the case, then the get should be completely kosher, even according to Rabbi Meir. No, the Chacham even validated it, lechatchila. Why? Because then we may end up permitting a get which has the handwriting of a sofer, which doesn't have edim, which is not acceptable. So in order to avoid that problem, even though it's the handwriting of the husband, and the handwriting of the husband is equivalent to 2 edim or 100 edim, nonetheless, we prohibit such a get midrabanan, because we're afraid that people may think, oh, a get without edim is okay, not realizing that the get we're talking about is where the husband, it's his husband's handwriting, he wrote it. If it's sofer writes it, then you certainly need edim. In order to avoid that problem, we don't allow a get without edim at all, even though it's the handwriting of the husband. But if the woman did remarry on the basis of this get written with the handwriting of the husband, even though there's no edim on it, the vlad is not going to be, the child will not be a mamzer, the offspring will be kosher. And not only that, there is another issue. And that is when you have a get without edim, you really don't know, even if there's a date on the get, it's not authentic necessarily. No one signs, so how are you supposed to know that the date is correct? And that causes other problems. So therefore, midrabanan, we don't allow such a get, but nonetheless, if she remarried on the basis of this get, the offspring would be kosher. So that is get number one, that's pasul midrabanan. Number two, yesh olav edim ve'ein bo zman. You have a get that does have edim. So the sofer wrote the get, and it's not the handwriting of the husband. The sofer wrote the get, and it's not a, and there are edim, so it's certainly okay. But there was no time. So this get is, what's the problem? I need the time, the date on the get. What's the issue? I have two edim. I have a husband who has divorced his wife, and the sofer wrote it, two edim sign, and obviously the husband wants to divorce his wife. Nonetheless, the chacham made a takana, you need a zman, you need a date on the get. What's the issue? Two potential problems. Number one, kidei, the Gemara says, kidei shelo yechpe albas achoso. So a person doesn't try to protect his niece. What do you mean he's going to protect his niece? So the Gemara speaks about a man can marry his niece. In fact, the Gemara speaks about in those days that was considered praiseworthy. So what we're afraid is that man married his niece. And what's going to happen? Unfortunately, his niece is going to be mezana, tachtov, while they're married. Now, he's not that happy with that. On the other hand, it's his niece, so he kind of wants to protect her. So he doesn't want her to be chayiv misa. So you know what he's going to do? In order to protect her, he's going to write a get without a date, and then she's going to give her the get, and she's going to say, I know he's mezana, but I wasn't mezana when I was married. This is something I did afterwards. I was already divorced when I was with this other man. I didn't have an affair. I'm not chayiv misa. We're afraid the husband may do that to protect his niece. And therefore, we need a date in the get so that that doesn't happen. That's one concern the Chachamim had, why we need to build a date into the get. And the other issue is what we call Mishum Peros. What does that mean, Peros? So from the time of gerushin, of divorce and on, so the husband doesn't have the rights to the nichsei malug of his wife. We've had nichsei malug in the past. The wife brings in property. During the marriage, he's the husband able to eat the peros. But after they're divorced, of course, he has no right to the peros. But let's say there's no zman in the get. So what's going to happen? The husband's going to sell some of the peros of her nechasim, and when she brings them to us, hey, we were divorced already. You don't have those peros are not yours anymore. They're now mine. So he'll say, no. I sold them before the gerushin. So therefore, we need a date in the get to make sure that we know when he had the right to the peros and when he no longer had the right to the peros. Nonetheless, this takana to have a date in the get is only a din l'chatchila, and therefore a get that doesn't have his man is going to be only possibly derabbanan, and therefore b'di'eved, if she remarries based on this get, the child is the offspring is going to be kosher. It's only takana derabbanan. So that's number two. The first one again is where a get is, doesn't have edim signed on it, but it's written with the ksav yad, with the handwriting of the husband. Or a get that has edim, but there's no zman on it. And number three, pasul midrabanan, is yesh bo zman ve'ein bo el eid echad. There is, written by the sofer, there is a date on the get, but there's only one eid. Now the Gemara says that we're talking about a case where, the husband wrote the get b'chsav yada. So this is also where the husband wrote the get. Like in the first case, the sofer did not write it. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If the husband wrote it itself, I have only one aid. You told me that even with a no aidim, where the husband wrote the get, we're going to say b'di'evet, it's going to be kosher, l'chatchila, though you shouldn't use it. So you say, hold on one second, I have zman, I have the date, and it's signed with one aid, so that should be, maybe that should be l'chatchila. No, that get is going to be puzzle, and she should not marry with l'chatchila. In the end of the day, I don't have two aidim, and even though I have zman, and it's written with the husband's signature, and we said his signature is like 100 edim. The same way, his signature was not enough, as we said earlier. Why? People are going to think, now I look at a get that doesn't have a signature, his handwriting rather, that does not written with his handwriting. I'll think that, I guess a get even without the husband's handwriting, no edim on the get is okay. Not realizing the only get without edim that's okay is where the husband is writing with his own handwriting. So therefore, we make it a gzera d'rabbanan not to allow a get without edim, even if it's the husband's handwriting, so we don't confuse it in cases where it's not the husband's handwriting. This is not even allowed where we have one aid. If it's written with the husband's handwriting, and there's one aid, and I have zman, even that's no good. Why? You may confuse it with another get and think that one aid is sufficient. In cases where the husband did not use his handwriting. And others say, no, we're talking about a case where the sofer wrote the get, not where the husband wrote the get. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah then? That even though she married with this get, and the vlad, it would say, the vlad is going to be kosher. No, the chiddush is, l'chatchila you shouldn't use this because you don't have two edim. But b'di'eved, why is it okay? The sofer, it's the sofer's handwriting, so that certainly shouldn't be okay. The husband's handwriting counts as 100 edim, but the sofer's doesn't. So what does the one aid help? So the answer is, b'di'eved, we say the sofer counts as the second aid. And that's why, l'chatchila don't do that, because the only one aide, but the Evid would rely on the sofa to be the second aide, and therefore if she remarries on the basis of this get, the Vlad, the offspring, is kosher, is not a mamzer. Says the Mishnah Harei, Elu Shlosha Gittin Psulin, these are the three Gittin that are pasul, Vimnises Havlad Kosher, and if she remarries, the Vlad is kosher. Now that's a repetition. The Mishnah said that at the beginning. So the question is, why do I need, you give me, by the way, there are three Gittin that are pasul. I can count them. So I don't need you to tell me the ratio. And then you say it again. These are three getting that are puzzle, but if you remarry, the Vlad is kosher. You have to tell me the number again. The first time I couldn't count, and now I can't count again. I can see there are a list of three. So why don't you tell me a number? So this is a general question the Gemara asks. When I have the Mishnah gives me a number, let's say beginning of Kiddushin, you have that three ways. Why do you need a number? I can count on my own. And you have this as a Masechah Shabbos, 39. You have to tell me the number. Why? So the halachas about that. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know why we mentioned three in the Reisha comes to exclude a get yashan. What's the get yashan? That's where a husband wrote a get, gave her the but they had yichud between the writing and the giving of the get. So if a woman who gets divorced with the get yashan, she is allowed to marry even l'chatchila. That's why that's not on the list. That's what the ratio number three comes to exclude. And not only that, it comes to exclude a get that was written for the name of a Malchus Eina Hogenis. If you remember that, we had that earlier in Periches Mishnah. Hey, that's where you're living in Bavel and you wrote, let's say, the Roman Empire. It's not Hogenis, doesn't have his own language. If you remember that, we said that get is apostle get me de Rabbanon. And the Chiddush here is that b'dieved. Even the Vlad is going to be a mamzer if you use that get for her to remarry. Why do you mention the number three again in the Sefer? Comes to exclude a get that there's some takana, there's a way to rectify it. For example, Shliach brought a get from Medinas Hashem for overseas and didn't say the words b'fanai nechtam all the way back from the beginning of the Masechta. What's halacha? Okay, so take the get back from the Shliach and give it to the woman in front of two people. And then say, Fanech Fanechtam, meaning there's a way to rectify the get. He gave it to her without saying those words. Take it back from her. And then let the Shalich give it back to her by saying those words. So that is not a get that's puzzle. So that's why I say three. These three are puzzle. But if you forgot those magic words, Fanech Fanechtam, that's not a get puzzle because there's a way to fix that. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afal Pisha Ein Olav Edim. Elosha Nostula b'fnei Edim. This is the famous Rabbi Elazar, Edim Mesira Karasi. The Edim who watch the giving, the delivery of the get, are the ones who cause the severance. So he says, even if there are no Edim who signed on the get, and even if it was not written in the husband's handwriting, Elosha Nostula b'fnei Edim, it was given in front of Edim, kosher, the get is kosher l'chatchila. Why? Edim Mesira Karasi. And so although in the Reisha of the Mishnah is where the first one, the list of a get that's no good midrabbanon is, it's written with the husband's handwriting, and there are no Edim, says, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. According to Rabbi Elazar, a get in the handwriting of the husband, and there are no Edim, that's perfect. In fact, it doesn't even need to be in the handwriting of the husband. It's okay, as long as Edim are watching the delivery of the get, it's kashul lechatchila, because Edim is sira karasi. And not only that, the woman can collect her ksuva with this get even from sold properties. The husband sold from me because there's a lien on all of his properties. Says Rabbi Eliezer, the only reason why Edim sign it again anyway is for the benefit of the world. Let's say the Edim Isira come, and the husband now to contest the validity of the get. So that's why we want to have Edim to sign, just to cover ourselves. We're able to fulfill the get based on that. There is some discussion. Let's say you have a get that was signed by witnesses, according to Rabbi Elazar. It was signed by witnesses. So according to him, you covered yourself, very nice. But there were no Edim Mesira. So what would Rabbi Elazar hold there? Some hold, Rabbi Elazar would say, well, as long as it's signed, I agree with Rabbi Meir that Edei Chasima can be Karsi. It's just I hold that even Edim Mesira are sufficient. So that's one opinion. Others say no. You need Edim Mesira to be there to make it valid. And if not, it's no good. The people signing is not enough. Let's say, though, there it's contested whether she's divorced or not. So then we can rely on the Eidei Chasima. But that doesn't mean the Lachatchila that we shouldn't have. That doesn't mean that Eidei, we don't need Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira, we assume, were there. It must have been delivered properly if I have Eidei Chasima, but I needed Eidei Mesira. It's just that the Eidei Chasima tell me that there must have been Eidei Mesira. Perek Tes Mishnah. Hey, Shnaim Sheshalchu. Here you have two people whose names are the same and their wives' names are the same. So, and each one is sending a get to his wife, and they send the two gittin in the hands of one shaliach. So, Vinis Arvu, and of course his getin got mixed up. Well, they have all the same names on them. You don't know which get is given from whom. So, Nosin, Shneim, Lizu, Shneim, Lizu. You know what this shaliach should do? Give both gittin to both women. So each woman has received her get at some point, and therefore, that way, either way, they're going to be divorced. But if one of the, based on this, if one of the gittin were lost, before the shaliach was able to give both of them to each woman, harei hasheni batel. So that second get is batel, and since we don't know whose that is, so don't give any get to either woman. It doesn't help. And if you did, so now each one has is a suffek gerusha. Then the Mishnah says, Chamisha k'shekosvu klal b'socha get. You have five men who write in a klal, a general rule, which means they were megarish their wives with a nusuch, and one time, one date, and one get, and one document. It's much easier. Hire the sofer. Five men want to divorce these five women. Let's put everybody's name on this particular day. Like, for example, on this very day, and the Mishnah says, Ish ploni migarish plonis, uploni plonis. So you have Reuven's divorcing Leah, and Shimon's divorcing Rachel. All there, v'ha'edim el-mata. And on the bottom of all of those five, there are two edim who sign. So kulon ksherim, all these getting nakasha. What do you mean all getting? I mean they're all on the same document. It means all of these women are going to be divorced properly. Just give that one document to each and every woman, because each one has their get written in that document, and they're divorced. What about haya kasuv tofes l'chol achas v'achas? Let's say you have it's all on the same document, but it has a separate get for each one. So let's say on this day, the man is Megarish, Reuven's Megarish, Leah. And then let's on a different day, Uviyom Zeh on this other day, Shimon is divorcing Rachel. And the whole Nusach HaGet is below. V'edim milamata, and then, or maybe it's on the same day, but it's all on the same document, but each get is written separately as a separate nusach, and the edim are below. Esha edim, yeah, it has to be on the same day. Esha edim nikrinimo kosher. Only the last get, pretty much, which where you could read the edim go along with that, the edim are below that get is going to be kosher. But the other one's apostle, why? We're afraid that maybe the edim are only testifying on the last get. Now, if, let's say, the get was given to each and every woman with Eidei Mesira, then they'll all be divorced even in this case. Why? The only two Eidim that are signed on the bottom, and maybe that's only going on the last get, that's on that long document, doesn't matter, because Eidei Mesira Kaisi. The Mishnah's like Rabbi Elazar. But if you have no Eidei Mesira, and so then we have to assume that only the last get is kosher. Mm-hmm.